It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And today we're talking about blended families. When you consider that the divorce rate is about 57% in Northwest Arkansas, it becomes clear just how many blended families are out there. So we asked a few of our friends who are in blended families to share some do's and don'ts on how to make it work.
Here's one of the do's. Do remember that switching back and forth between houses can put kids under more stress, especially in the beginning. So it's a good idea to check in with them frequently, especially right before a switch, to see how they're feeling and let them talk about it if they want to.
And here's a don't. Don't expect the step-siblings to love or even like each other right away. The newly remarried parents are in that honeymoon period of their marriage, and they want the kids to love each other too. They want that big, happy family feeling. But that doesn't always happen right away. And if you force the step-siblings to be together because you think it'll speed up their bonding, it can sometimes backfire on you. Sometimes they just need some space.
Here's one more do. Do respect your kids' privacy when it comes to what you discuss about them in front of their stepbrothers or sisters. The kids are still in that getting to know you phase, so it can be really embarrassing for them if their new step-sibling knows too much of their private information.
If you're living in a blended family household and have some tips to share, we'd love to hear them, so visit our Facebook page, and we'll have links to these do's and don'ts on our website. That address is nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.